Now joining me in studio, and I did mention that today we're going to make sure that you become one with the world of classical music. Joining us live in studio is conductor Xavier Kluter, as well as Imgard. Yes,
100%.
Yes. How are you guys doing?
Hi. Thank you. Very fine.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Now let's look at the Baroque Festival. Now Baroque Festival is going to be kicking off very soon, this coming weekend to be specific. And let's look at Baroque in itself. What is Baroque music, and what is entailed in a Baroque music festival?
Yes. Thank you for having us here today. So Baroque music, we can say, evolved from the Renaissance period, mm-hmm. where music was very homophonic,
yes,
which means that there was one melody that was going all the time. And in the Baroque period, as many listeners would recall, Johann Sebastian Bach, he was the proprietor or a figure and composer that we can associate with Baroque music, and he developed polyphonic music, the best of all the Baroque composers, mm-hmm. Which was different type of melodies all going at the same time, which is fugal type, is what they call in Baroque music, is a fugue. And Johann Sebastian Bach was the owner, I can say, in quote unquote, of that style of music.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Now, you'll be the conductor, that is, for the festival coming up this weekend. Now, let's talk about music with you in reference to how you've evolved within the classical music scene. When did you kick off, and when did you decide that maybe being a medical doctor is not for me and I'd like to dive into the world of classical music?
Yeah, it's funny you should mention the medical field. I actually decided not to study physiotherapy.
Yeah.
It was not what I envisioned it to be. And
okay.
I went into music. And I studied at Stellenbosch University, where I was first part of a bridging program called the certificate program.
Wow, okay.
And thereafter, I started with my degree, and I specialized in the instrument called the bassoon.
Bassoon.
Yes, it's the bass instrument of the woodwind family, and I also specialized in orchestral conducting. And soon after I graduated, I landed a job at one of the South African orchestras, the KwaZulu-Natal Philharmonic Orchestra, where I was a bassoonist and also assisted the resident conductor, and that gave me the opportunity to hone my skills a little bit better as a conductor, mm-hmm. and that led to me winning a national conducting competition.
Wow.
Went to study in the States, I've been to Finland, I've conducted in Finland, I've conducted in USA, I've conducted in UK, I've conducted pretty much everywhere in all types of orchestras, and a few years ago I completed my master's degree, and I'm currently pursuing a PhD in music in orchestral conducting.
Wow. And now you're here to grace us with your skill.
You know, fortunately, I don't make the sound. You know, yeah. The musicians produce the sound on stage.
Exactly. But now let's talk about the Baroque Festival that's going to be kicking off this weekend. What does the event, or rather, what does the festival strive to achieve, and who can be part of it?
Okay, so we will have two concerts on Saturday evening and Sunday evening, mm-hmm. because the name festival, as it is an evolving thing, is more or less that we are already playing since Saturday last week,
yes.
with the orchestra, with very many young musicians now. So it is a kind of festival, even if we are hard working, we are rehearsing. So it's not a festival where somebody can just come and join now, if they just decide they want to come now. Mm-hmm. Then they must join us for next year. But for this weekend, we invite everybody to come and come to the concerts on Saturday evening and Sunday evening, 7 o'clock. It's in the Daniel Munamawa Street, the little church, mm-hmm. The Moragemeinde Church.
Yes.
If the people don't know exactly where the street is, it's in the middle of center of Windhoek, and it's just beside the old state house.
Okay.
So it's quite easy to find, and it's a very nice church, and we will play there every evening, 7 o'clock. And yeah, tickets are available at WebTickets, so if you want to come, please join us there.
Exactly. Now, let's look at the music that we can expect. What exactly can we expect? I know it's Baroque music, but what exactly, looking at the repertoire within what you're going to do, that is on the 2 days of the festival, what exactly can we expect for the 2 days?
So, we on the list of performances, there will be some, you know, memorable works by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Mm-hmm.
It will be the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3, or Concerto Grosso, as they also call it, and also his orchestral suite No. 3. And apart from the orchestra performing, there will also be some young soloists on stage also performing solo works mm-hmm. by also very relevant Baroque composers like Vivaldi and Telemann and Handel. Mm-hmm. So there's some very nice highlights to look forward to during this concert.
Yes.
And the talent, you know, that's presented by these young musicians, I think that Namibia's culture is in very good hands for the future.
Yes, yeah. True. And yeah. I did attend the Baroque Festival for last year. And
oh, yeah.
it was beautiful. And then I saw some of the young kids come out and they did their solo pieces.
Yeah. Was I conducting?
Yes.
I was conducting last year.
It was a beautiful, beautiful event. I was there for both nights.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
And it was nice. Now, just before I let you go, a lot of people, when they think classical music, you know, a lot of the main names come up, like Beethoven. Beethoven is one of the biggest. But
no, Bach.
Bach.
Beethoven was classical.
Classical music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then what's the difference between Bach and Baroque? You know, between Beethoven, where does Beethoven fall? Does Beethoven fall in Baroque as well?
No. Beethoven falls in the classical era. I think, in general, mm-hmm. the umbrella term for music that has an orchestral type of timbre,
yes,
is classical. Whether okay. it's Mozart or Bach or Beethoven or Mahler or any, people use the word classical music as an umbrella term. But classical music was a period that came after
okay.
Baroque. So that was the period that Beethoven was alive in.
Okay.
So Baroque music evolved from the Renaissance period. So you're looking at about 1830 to about 1890, 18, yeah, just after, before Beethoven was born. So then Beethoven was in the classical period and Mozart too.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that is the Romantic period with Bruckner and lots of other composers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you look at music in general today, there are more similarities in the contemporary music that we listen to now and the Baroque music. If we harmonically analyze the music, the chord structures are almost identical.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you should look at and create an analogy between that Baroque music and modern day music, if I can call it like that.
Yeah.
There's more similarity than disparity.
Exactly. And I think because we're working with essentially the same sequence, so you have from A to G, and then, you know, there's only a limited amount of
chords
you can form in
exactly.
between.
Exactly. So the chord structures are very similar to yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay, that is interesting. I hope one day we can have a deeper talk about, you know, music in itself. And,
oh, yes, sure.
Because it seems like you know what happened back in the day. So I would love to have that chat. But yes, the Baroque Festival is going to be kicking off on Saturday and Sunday from the 20th and the 21st of April 2024 from 7 o'clock. That's in here. Can you help me with the name of the church?
Moedergemeente Church.
Moedergemeente Church.
Yeah.
That is $200 for adults and then $130 for students and pensioners. Make sure to get your tickets available on web tickets at Pick and Pay. And I've been to one of these before. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So make sure to be there if you're listening right now. Thank you guys so much. Yes.
Can I please say one thing? Because I need to mention our sponsor. Because we have Capricorn Private Wealth as our sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And without the sponsor, it would not be possible. So thank you so much, Capricorn Private Wealth. It's a part of Bank Windhoek.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. We definitely have to mention them. Otherwise, we cannot go on with it.
Yeah. Exactly. You heard it right here. Fresh FM 102.9. Thank you so much for joining us. Have yourselves a wonderful day and a great weekend ahead.
Thanks
a
lot.
Much.
Bye.
See you at the concert.